Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Welcome back, everyone. Today, I am here with Chris Dorner. Chris has been in the fitness industry for 29 years. She was teaching fitness classes in gyms and personal training in homes when the pandemic hit. The world shut down, but Chris did not. Chris told all of her clients, "Who wants to work out tomorrow?" Thus began C. Dorner Fitness. So welcome, Chris. How are you today?
Oh, thank you for having me, Courtney. I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I am doing awesome. I am so excited to have you on today. I am so excited to talk about all of this fun stuff. I love your workouts. I'm so excited.
So much fun. No doubt we do have a good time, don't we?
We sure do. Everybody needs to join us. It's awesome. So let's talk about the beginning of your fitness career. What got you into fitness 29 years ago? Where did your passion begin for fitness, for helping others?
Well, it wasn't actually even about that. Like when I started, I was at a gym answering phones, and I had been doing like step aerobics, you know, Jane Fonda and all that stuff in the living room with my mom, like she was always like struggling with her weight. And so I got a job at a gym, and one day a step instructor called out, and I was sitting there and I'm like, "Oh, I'll do it." And I'm 16 years old. And they said, "What?" And "What?" And I just jumped in and taught the class, and people were like, "When are you teaching again?"
I love it.
And then, yeah, so it was just kind of like it happened. And then it was like, "Oh, this is fun because I can make up dances and get paid for it." Like, it's all I've ever wanted to do, you know?
So, the dream come true. And you're 16, like that's the best ever.
I don't have to scoop ice cream all summer. This is great. Yeah. So that's pretty much how it happened. And then, you know, over the years, it became more of a passion of being wanting to help other people get, you know, into their best bodies and get physically in shape. Because I'll tell you what, when I first started, I really wasn't in great shape. Again, it was just like, "Oh, this is fun." And I specifically remember actually there was a Chinese food place next door to where I taught, and I would drink a Sprite. I couldn't even tell you right now when the last time I had a Sprite was, but after every class, I'd be like, "Oh, this Sprite is so good." Isn't that crazy? So I wasn't in the best shape, but I liked exercising. So
I love it. I think it's awesome, but it also shows you like, look at the transition, but also look at the world over the past 29 years, like what was healthy and all of the different like fads and diets over the years, like how many different things have we like been through that are like, "Oh, do this diet. Oh, eat this, do this," you know? And how many different trends and fad diets have we been through that are like, "Oh, well, that's the best thing to do." And then you find out, like, "Oh my God."
Back then it was like, it was fat free and bagels were like the thing. Like you ate a bagel because it was like, no fat in a bagel.
You know, right. So don't worry about the carbs. If the carbs turn to sugar, we're like, "Yeah, don't worry about that." Or the fat free stuff that has all the chemicals in it. "Yeah, don't worry about any of that."
Exactly. Yeah. So things have changed. And then so did I over the years. So yeah. So now I'm doing this.
I absolutely love it. So basically you started teaching classes when you were 16 then, like you started with step, and then what other classes did you kind of like dive into?
Then it was like a lot more like aerobics, like old school, like high, low aerobics, you know, like it wasn't jazzercise, but that kind of deal. And then, you know, I mean, at that point too, like women, we were only lifting like 8 pounds max, you know? So it was like, you know, aerobic-y kind of weightlifting and that stuff, like, I wouldn't even like circuit, step circuit and stuff like that. So, and then over the years, I learned more about like weight training and how it was so much more, so important for especially females, men too, but to just as we age, it's so important, and to have muscle so your bones are supported and all these things. So like over the time, yes, I learned all, you know, I would learn and learn and keep learning until I was like, I'm really into this and I want this to be what I do, you know?
I do. And it's crazy too, because again, you know, looking back to when we were, you know, starting at 16 and going through like even our 20s, where like it was, oh, girls shouldn't lift weights because that'll get us bulky. And, you know, now it's like, that's not true. Like if you're eating the right foods and lifting the right weights for your body, like, no, it can make you so like tone and bulking is two completely different things, you know?
And a lot of people still, so many people still believe that, and it's so hard to get it across. And I've had so many people now on my channel who've been like, I was a cardio queen, that's what we say, because I used to be a cardio queen, so I'm not making fun of anybody. But yeah, like I was a cardio queen, and when I started lifting weights, my body changed, I felt better, I became more confident. And not, I'm not only saying that, but people who have done this working out with me, or not even with me, just doing strength training, however they're doing it, have noticed a huge change in their body, and it's, and how they feel too, you know?
Absolutely. I know the same with me. I probably want to say that I was, I'm 42 years old now. But, but I want to say probably like, it wasn't until my maybe mid 30s that I was like, you know, that I would actually like took the plunge to be like, hey, if I'm mixing the right amount of cardio with, you know, the right weights and going up as my body tolerates and, you know, and at a comfortable level, that I learned how to, you know, how to tone my body, and that it wasn't, you know, I was one of those people that felt that, oh my gosh, well, I can't lift, I'll get bulky. But it wasn't probably until my mid 30s where I learned how to kind of balance that and incorporate weight training into, you know, a good cardio and balance it out and mix it. And that is another thing that I love. So about your weekly program, like talk about your weekly schedule right now with Seedorner Fitness. So first of all, tell everybody about Seedorner Fitness, like about your YouTube channel, like what, like how did it start? Like, oh my gosh, like it's amazing.
Right. The day, this March 17th, 2020, everything closed. I went on Facebook and said, hey, does anybody want to do a workout? Now I had worked at so many gyms over the years. Like, you know, I still was in contact with a lot of people, and a couple of people were like, sure, we'll do it. So shooting on my phone, moved the furniture in the living room. I made awful sound. I look at those videos now and I'm like, ah, but they, hey, but at the same time, I'm like, that's where I started. So shot with my phone, just, I had maybe 15 or 20 people on, which wasn't too bad actually. And that went on for like 2 weeks. And then when we realized things weren't going to open back up for even longer than that, like, we just kept it going. And then I started to take my videos off of Facebook and upload them to YouTube. And I just started getting a little like following. And the people that started with me though were so great. They were like sharing all the time on Facebook, and that we're going to get you to that 1,000 subscribers or whatever. It was great. So then I stopped going, and it's live. All the workouts are live every day besides Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern time. And, but they're on the YouTube channel to do whenever you want. So I guess in the middle of that year of 2020, maybe October-ish, I just started going to YouTube and like cut out the Facebook portion of it. I learned so much. I was like watching YouTube videos on how to do YouTube videos. So I can't.
Like,
that's amazing. Yeah. Yeah. And like now I have this following from all over the world, and it's just amazing that, how the people have come together. And one thing that's different about my workouts is that when we go live, I have a screen in front of me where everyone can comment. So they can ask questions during the workouts, and they can, you know, at the beginning, about 5 minutes before, you'll see all the people coming on and saying hi to each other. And it's the weirdest thing, because like I said, I'm just a woman in my basement working out, but I see all these people. It's almost like being in a room with all of these people, because they're chatting with each other, you know, like Marta in West Virginia is chatting with Vicky in the UK. And it's like, we're all in the same room. It's really crazy. And I love it.
It is absolutely amazing. And it is, it just, it's, the connection is awesome. And I just have to say, so I'm newer. It's been a little over a month now that I've been doing your workouts, and it's great being able to join live when I'm available or to pick up the classes after the fact. But it's so cool to be able to see the connection and the fact that, like, how many people, like, during the pandemic that were stuck, that didn't have anybody with them, that were, you know, that needed that connection, that wanted a workout, that wanted to do all of these things. And that, you know, it was the time when people needed working out and endorphins and that energy more than ever. And gyms were closed and they weren't able to get to that or to their trainers or anything. So the fact that you were able to bring it to people in their home is amazing. And the fact that, like you said, just a lady working out in your basement and you're seeing, like you said, people from like across the world, like communicating with each other. And, you know, it's just hysterical. And I'm laughing as my dog is walking up to me right now to the camera on Zoom, and trying not to let her make any noise. But I'm laughing because that's another thing. I love your videos are so real. Like, whoever's listening, you have to go on and watch and work out with Chris and the whole posse, because it's so real. Like, her dog will randomly walk up, like Lou will just come running up and like, yep, yeah, get or the Louis cam, like, oh my God, talk about the Louis cam, like it's the best.
So yeah, so it's funny because when I used to do it in the living room back in the day, I did it for 3 months of moving the furniture every single day. And in the beginning, you would see like my husband and the dogs walk out, or the dogs would come running back in, and like they'd be sitting on me while I'm doing stretches or whatever. So funny. So then they became part of it. And like, you know, the guy who kind of helps me out with some of my tech stuff is great. He was like, I had an extra webcam, and he's like, oh my gosh, we should make this a Louis cam. So he made the little graphic that like blinks and says live Louis cam, you know? And, you know, we could go to that sometimes when he's like just sitting in a ball sleeping or like, whatever, you know? So it's so funny. But yeah, they so much have become a part of it. And, you know, sometimes I'm just like, you only have a couple reps left. Here's the Louis cam for some like therapy dog.
No, but it's awesome. And I mean, I think first of all, it's so real, which is just awesome. Cause yeah, you're like working out, and yeah, you're like in that plank, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to make it these last 10 seconds. And then they're like, Louis cam, you're like, I got this. Look at him all comfy, cozy in his blankie. It is. It's like pet therapy.
But take the modification. Louis doing the modification. Take the modification.
Louis modifying. If you want to do the modification, right, just watch him.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's so funny because it's like, yeah, it is real. It's like, because you know, when people are working out at home, they're in a plank and then there's their dog licking their face. And so I'm right there with you. You know what I mean? Yeah.
No, it is. And that's the part of it that's awesome, that people, you're working out from the comfort of your own home. And let's face it, like stuff happens, like life happens. We all try and add our workouts in and not make the excuses of we've got this, that going on. I mean, gosh, I remember when I was young, when my son was younger, and I'd be like doing something and he'd be like climbing on me and like doing things while you're working out, you know. But it's real, you know, like that's life, that's what happens. But it's either you get that or you miss your workout. So sometimes it's not always going to be the perfect setting. Sometimes you're going to have like dogs running in or kids running in, but you get to work out from the comfort of your home and you get a fantastic workout. And that's the one thing I love about your workout. So talk about too, like your, like, I love your schedule. Like, it gives you a little bit of something different every day of the week. You kind of mix it up, which is so fantastic.
Yeah. So people are always like, do you have a program? And I'm like, well, I don't like to put out a 30-day program because I don't like to tell people that, oh, in 30 days, you're going to be ready for the beach. Like, it's, if you're going to work out, if you're going to do exercise, it becomes part of your life. It's like brushing your teeth, although it takes a little longer. there is like a formula to it. You wake up and you do it. Like, there's no back up, like, wait, okay, some days maybe you take a rest. So what I do is every Saturday I put out a schedule for the week, and it starts Monday, it goes all the way through Saturday. And what we do is Monday, Wednesday, Friday, some sort of weight training, and then Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday are usually some type of cardio. Now, maybe you just want 2 days of cardio, which people are like, what? Like, only 2 days of cardio? Oh my gosh. Well, if they feel like they need the cardio, that's fine. But I try to push those 3 days of weights. Then I have step classes that are Mondays and Wednesdays at noon Eastern time again. And so if people don't like whatever I do Tuesday, Thursday, because then sometimes they're HIIT classes or sometimes they're dance. And so people don't like it. So I give out the variety of, you know, you can do step instead of doing whatever cardio it is. So there's lots of options out there. And I mean, I actually wasn't even planning on doing step, but the first time someone said, can you do a step class? Like that video just went crazy. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm doing step classes now. But I mean, I love step. It's so much fun. It's like such a great mind body connection. But yeah, so like the program is set up for you like Monday through Saturday, and you don't have to do them live. Like you could, I go live at 9, but you work, like people work, you come home at 5:30 and it's there for you. That workout is there for you to do whenever you need it. You know, or maybe you can't do the workout until tomorrow or whatever, you know, maybe your Monday or my Monday is your Tuesday. And some people do it that way. They're just a day behind and however they need to do it, but it's set up like a program.
Absolutely. And I think that that's fantastic for multiple reasons. You know, because for me, yes, there's a couple of days a week that I go into the pharmacy first thing in the morning. So I can't do those mornings live because, you know, I'm just not there. So I can pick them up later. And, you know, my friend who I got turned onto it, she does shift work. So it's like, you know, she's all over the place. So it's like, okay, whenever you can get on live, it's at 9 a.m. in the morning. Like, so you can get on then if you want to catch up later. Or, you know, like you said, if something's not somebody's jam, they can kind of like pick up their own. Like today, after I did arm workout, I was like, I just wanted to clear my head and get a little cardio in. I just wanted to also more clear my head than anything. I went for a walk. It's beautiful out. So I got my arm workout in. I went for a walk. I did a little bit of both. It's like you can kind of mix it up, but you have it set up where it's like, if you want to follow along with what you're doing, you're getting a good workout from every aspect of it. You're working every part of your body during the week at different stages. And then, of course, there's step, which, oh my gosh, you know me. I just hysterically laugh at myself during your step classes because, you know, I used to take step back in the day and, you know, you would think that like me being like a quasi-retired Zumba instructor that I like, you know, I have some rhythm I could keep up. Oh my God. I just laugh at myself doing your step class. I just like, you know, I'm doing whatever. I'm like usually like at least 5 to 7 steps behind, like laughing at myself, but I keep moving. I'm sweating to death when I'm done and I get a good workout and I'm just laughing because we're all talking, like everybody's talking and commenting and like having so much fun together. So it's just like an awesome class.
And Courtney, in your defense too, like look, everyone should know that Courtney's first step class was with me was she tried my Saturday morning step, which is like an intermediate to advanced and like it's crazy. And I do have step from like seriously like you've never even seen a step. I have classes for that and all the way up to like you need 7 steps to like, no, I'm just kidding, but like you're, you know, super super, you know, crazy choreography. So there's something for everyone. But yeah, she just jumped right into like intermediate to advanced. And like, but what I love though is one of the things that I always say about it is, listen, it's only step. Like the world's not going to end. Don't get frustrated if you can't get the steps. And I love the fact that you just kept laughing and doing like kept moving and dancing and doing whatever, because that's like a whole thing, not just with step, with all of it. It's like, I want them to enjoy working out. So it's kind of like, I want people to say, okay, it's okay to modify. It's okay. If you're just stepping knees side to side, doing whatever, you're still moving. It's better than just being like, screw this. I'm not doing anything. I'm just going to sit on the couch and feel bad for myself. Like, and doing something is better than doing nothing. So like, I try to make sure I promote that. Cause I, you know, there's some of these guys in the fitness industry and everybody's got a place for everything. Now I am not, my personal preference, I'm not putting down CrossFit. I just personally, I don't like it for me, but other people do. And I think that that's great. Like good, people are moving, but like, that's just my personal preference. I don't necessarily love other programs, but it's not because I don't think they're effective. If something works for you, do it. Right. Like people sometimes put down group fitness and step and things like that because they're like, well, that's not the way you should be working out. And I'm like, well, if people aren't going to enjoy going to the gym and getting on a machine or getting on a treadmill and just walking, then don't, you know, people aren't going to do it. So do things that like you have fun and enjoy doing that you're going to do.
Exactly. That feed your soul and make you happy and joyful and just make you either laugh or want to do it. You know, that's it. And it's, you know, it's also like you said earlier, it's about a lifestyle. It's not just about, okay, I'm going to do this because I need to lose weight and I'm going to do this every day for 30 days because I want to do this. It's about incorporating it into your life. And I say it with like nutrition. And when I'm working with clients in the functional medicine space, it's not just like a, oh, take one test and one and done and whatever. It's about incorporating what works for you. And you're not me, I'm not you, she's not her, he's not him, and everybody is different. So like what works for one person isn't what's going to work for another person. And that's okay. You know, it's okay for everybody to have their own jam, but it's whatever works for somebody else. Like if it's step that fills somebody's soul, that's great. If it's CrossFit, that's great too, you know? And it's the same thing, but it's all about, you know, moderation and about doing what works in your lifestyle for you, and you know, and just what balances it out. Not just, hey, I'm doing this for a short amount of time just to get to a goal, more or less like this is what keeps me healthy and in shape, and it's all really about health and wellness, and what and what not only do what feeds your body, but what also feeds your mind mentally, like what keeps you mentally healthy. And if dancing and laughing over a step makes you joyful, do it.
I mean, like to me, that for me, and again, if people like to walk, that's fantastic. Good. For me, I like to do stuff that's like a little dancey that also challenges my mind, and to each their own. I'm not judging anybody or what they do. When people come to me and say something like, you know, I've been doing cardio every day for a year and I'm not seeing any changes in my body. Like, then there's like the tweaks that, you know, the people want the quick, they want the quick, you know? Yeah. So I have this one girl who, woman, I'm not actually, I think she told me her age before. And she loves step and it's great. And I'm pretty sure she's in the UK because she, I love it. She says like, brilliant. This was brilliant. I love that. And some of the other little phrases she uses, I believe she's in the UK. So anyway, so for the first couple of months she's doing the workouts, she goes, okay, I'm listening to you and I'm doing some strength training, but I hate every minute of it. And I hate it. And I'm like, okay. And I said, listen, just one a week, just a 30 minute once a week. And she's like, okay. So somewhere in the mix, she's all of her comments were still like, I did it, but I still hate it. And I'm like, okay, but she's still doing it. Right. So I'm like, okay. She was like, if anybody can get me to do it, it's you. So then she started just throwing in my mobility routines, which is like, range of motion and flexibility and things like this. And she was like, this feels really good. And I'm like, okay. So she was open because she never even spoke about that before. And I'm like, okay. So then she started putting in more weight training on her own. And she said, you know, I have weight to lose. And she goes, I think that the only thing I'm noticing is that my pants are getting tighter from doing weight training. And I said, okay, listen, that can happen at the beginning. I was like, don't freak out. I was like, number one, you've never done muscle like strengthening before. So yes, your muscles are probably going to get a little bigger and there's going to be some inflammation there, but give it a little bit of time and you'll see that when you start to have more lean muscle, that you're going to burn fat and calories more efficiently, and just give a little time, right? So like 2 weeks ago, I wish that I should go back and make a journal for her and send it to her. Because all of a sudden now she's doing like a couple days a week of the weight training and mobility. And she's like, you know what? I feel fitter than I've ever felt. And my pants are feeling, and I'm like, yeah. So like, it's just like that weird, when you're growing your hair and you get to that weird spot and you're like, no, I'm going to cut it all off again. Forget it. Like you have to give it a little bit of time. And I just, that like, Every time I see her name up for a comment, I'm like, oh, what's going to happen now? What did she do that? Like, I'm so excited for her, you know? And like, I've never even met her. And you know what I mean? Just like, yes.
I love it.
Even though, like, you know, there was, of course, sometimes there's going to be a little resistance, but, you know, then she did the resistance training and she...
It's true. But I mean, I know just from different times in my life when I've done different workouts, and I'm always willing to try like whatever's new, fun. And if I hear something, anything that's different, I always, you know, I've always tried everything over the years with different fitness things, just, you know, hey, is this fun? Do I like this? Whatever. But yeah, I definitely can relate. I know what it's like when I start training and I'm like, it's like, I never get discouraged because I know what that's like. As soon as I start, you know, to bulk up on my weights, to increase my weight training, I always get that. that. And then I'm like, and then like a couple weeks later, I'm like, okay, my pants are like down a size. Like after, you know, it's funny how much you burn faster when your muscle, when you get that lean muscle, how much you burn calories faster once that process begins, you know?
Yeah. And it's funny because of that, you had said the word bulk before. It takes a lot to bulk. Like those guys that are in bodybuilding competitions, that is not easy to do. So like if a woman thinks that when she starts lifting, that that's what's going to happen. Like that is, it is so hard to put big muscle on. Like, so that's not what's going to happen.
Right. So all of you ladies listening out there that are afraid of weight training, listen to what Chris has to say.
Yes. Yes.
So tell everybody, because I know, but I'm just so everybody knows out there how to join your classes, because, you know, so we talked about being able to join live, you know, and I know some people, I know that at the beginning it was like, okay, how do I do this? You know, where do you go on? So how do you get on to your YouTube channel, and do you have to watch them live? And what, if you're not watching them live, where do you go to find them if you're not watching them live?
Right. So, you can go to my website and find the schedule, or if you sign up for my email at cdornerfitness.com, you get the schedule in your inbox or, every Saturday. Then I post it to all the socials on Sunday. If you go to my YouTube channel, it's also C Dorner Fitness. You can right before the scheduled workout is going to be on, you'll see at the top of the page that it says upcoming, and that will be the workout that's coming next. And if you just click on that and wait for it, it'll say something like starting in 5 minutes. And then when I come on live, it'll be there. So you can do that on your TV, on your computer, on your phone. If you do it live, you can go, and you're on your TV, you can put it up on your phone too. So you can comment and say hello, so we know you're there and I can talk to you, you know, because I was like, Dr. Courtney's on. Hi, Courtney. So then if you want to, say you can't do them live, you just go to, again, my page and hit the videos tab. And that has all of my workouts for all of my videos from newest to oldest. And then they're also organized in playlists. So say like, you're like, I don't want to do basic step, but I don't want to do hips. So I'm going to find something else. The playlists are organized from there's hip, there's cardio, there's half hour workouts, 45 minute workouts, travel workouts where you don't have any equipment. I mean, every way you can organize my workouts, they're there.
That's awesome. Although I do have to say that doing them live is the most fun. I just love it. I love the camaraderie and everybody just like cheering everybody on and just you giving shout outs. And just, it's just so fun being live doing them, but it's so awesome. So how do you, and so when you do your YouTube videos, so first of all, like how long did it take you to get a following like on YouTube? Like it's amazing. Like what is your following? Like how many followers do you have now and how long did it take you to get there?
So I started again, March 2020, as I started, I hit 1,000, which is like, that opens up things a little bit for you on YouTube that allows you to kind of monetize your channel and other things like people can comment or live chat when you hit 1,000. Those are things I can't even remember, but there's things that open up at 1,000 subscribers. And now, so 2.5 years later, we just hit 50,000 subscribers just a couple of weeks ago. So that's pretty cool and exciting. Yeah.
Great. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks. And you know, it's so funny though, because there is a part of me that's like, I don't want it to grow because I like that. I'm like, I know I want it to grow, obviously, but at the same time, I'm like, I like there being that, like, that person, personality.
The warmth,
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's crazy. So I know 50,000 subscribers and yeah, it's cool.
It's really cool. It's actually amazing. And it's so cool too, because I mean, just like me, I love working out at home. Like I prefer working out at home versus going to the gym, for sure. I always have. And I think that it's amazing to be able to do that as well as the other 50,000 people that are doing it, which is super cool. And, you know, there was a time where we didn't have a choice though, you know, with COVID, where it was, you know, where it was like, okay, where can I get good workouts in? Who resonates with me where I can get my workouts in? But do people support your channel, like in lieu of a gym membership? Like, how are they able to do that?
Well, that was first it started out with like, I was obviously just being like, okay, well, I can't do anything. So, hey, I'll just put these workouts out for free. And they still are free. But people who canceled their gym memberships were like, well, if I'm working out with you every day, well, why don't I send you something? So people actually just started kind of like sending, like Venmoing me. Do you have a Venmo? Do you have a PayPal? And started kind of just sending me their gym memberships, which was great. Like I never expected that, nor did I ask for it. And then people were saying, you should really put that on your videos, like say, and make thank people. And I'm like, okay. Like it felt really uncomfortable for me, especially when like the world was struggling, but anybody who could was helping. And so now I have it, because one of the things about my YouTube channel that kind of, it's wonderful that I have a lot of subscribers, but because I use the music that I do, which is a lot of fun music that you've heard of and that you know and you could sing along to, my videos I can't make money with the videos on YouTube. So people like look at these YouTubers and think like, oh, you're making so much money. But if they're using music that is real music or even remixes or has copyright on it, you can't make money on it. So like if it's so uncomfortable for me to talk about, but so you don't really make that much money on YouTube at all. So people actually have, I set it up on my website. Like if they wanted to support me, there's a support my pay or support my channel link, and they can go there and there's like, you could do a monthly donation, or you can just, you know, send something once in a while if you want to, which has been great, because if I didn't have that, I probably wouldn't be able to do this. Like I wouldn't be able to keep it going.
It is. And I get it. I mean, coming, even working at a small mom and pop independent pharmacy, it's the same thing. It's a different beast when you're working and it's a small, you know, you're doing something small and it's you and you're giving yourself, you're helping people. You're doing what people would pay, you know, hundreds of dollars a month for. So there's no shame in that at all. I think it's actually great that people are, you know, if people are, hey, I would rather work out with Chris in the basement and be here rather than go to the gym, you know, why not? So I think that's fantastic. And I think it's great. You are so selfless that you are like, hey, just give what you want, you know, give what you want when you can, whatever. And, you know, that's amazing for people because, you know, sometimes maybe there's people that can or can't at different times and they love working out with you and it's fantastic. So what you're doing is great. I mean, I think that there's so many people that resonates with, and especially like you said, you know, during the pandemic, a lot of people went through hard times where they weren't able to work, you know, hey, boom, somebody in the fitness industry, like, okay, my career, just, I can't do anything right now. So, you know, so you started doing it for free. And that's awesome that, you know, there's that you're living, you know, and you are awesome at it. So,
and I'm so grateful for, you know, anybody who just even thought of doing that. Like, I would have never even thought to ask people for that. And like, people just were like, no, you should. And I'm like, oh yeah, I guess that's okay. You know, I am so incredibly grateful for that and just appreciate everyone who, you know, helps to support the channel, because it's so much work. I mean, I'm seriously working from like 7 a.m. until sometimes 7 or 8 p.m. just doing graphics and putting workouts together and responding to every single comment that comes in, and just, you know, I just
put your heart
into it. I love it. But I love it. Yeah.
Put your heart into it. And you know what? It's kind of like you give and get. It's kind of almost like you're receiving that, but at the same time you're giving. So you're giving yourself and you're doing your job and you're putting yourself out there. And at the same time, it's like coming back to you in different ways. It's almost that, like you said, like that gratitude where, you know, where people are recognizing what you're doing for them and they want to support you because, you know, like I said, everybody was going through their own personal struggles and realizing like, hey, you're doing this for us. Like we want to support you because we want to be able to keep doing this. So, you know, so it's a trade-off, you know, you're putting your heart and soul into something and everybody's just kind of like the community that you formed is amazing. So, you know,
they're so amazing. I love the community that works out with me all the time. They are just awesome. You know, everybody in, yeah, from Australia, Tasmania, I've got Ronnie in Paradise, cause I can never remember if she's in Barbados or Bermuda. much I just call it Ronnie in Paradise.
I love it.
You know, across the U.S., all over the place, and I love it. They're just such awesome, amazing people, and I appreciate every single one of them that works out with me. And
well, I know that I do, and I know that all of your followers appreciate you and what you do and this community that you have formed, because, you know, obviously without you, we all wouldn't be here, and it's just awesome. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Courtney.
You are a special lady. I'm so glad that we met.
Me too. And I can't wait to get my hair test results back from you.
Yes, we are going to chat. We are definitely going to chat about hair minerals. So that's coming up soon. And we can even do a podcast on that too. We have a lot of things we can podcast on, girl.
I know. Yes. Yes. And you know, everybody just, we're going to keep Courtney accountable. She's going to come on live with me one day. Not for step.
Fair deal. I will come on live and I'm so excited for it, but not for Snap. You'll be like, what the hell is she doing back there? I'll be like, just randomly, you'll be like, oh gosh, she's not a good fly girl back there behind me working out.
I think that's one of our little lines that we say is you can't be a fly girl if you don't try girl.
That's me during Snap. I can like hook it up during anything else. Step, I'll be like, what is Court doing back there? You'll be like, I don't even know. Like, and we're gonna go to the Louis camera now.
We're just having fun. Yeah, we're just having fun. That's all that matters.
I can't wait. I'm excited. Well, thank you so much for being on today and for all that you do for everybody. So in the show notes, everybody, if you want to find Chris's channel, all of her YouTube information will be under the link on the podcast where you can go on. You can find the lives. You can find the all of the videos that have been pre-recorded, and you can connect with Chris if you want. So all of her information will be on there. And I thank you so much for being on here with me today, Chris. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun. You're so fun. I love it.
Right back at you. I can't wait till our live video. Don't worry, guys. We'll let you know when it's coming.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, Courtney.
Thanks, Chris. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.